ZPH Mobile.
Zero TR Mobile.
This is Tom.
I didn't catch the call at all, and now I'm out where I can hear you. Go ahead again.
WB4ZBH, name David.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, David. We're just leaving the daughter's house where we had a nice Christmas with the grandkids and family, and heading back towards the QTH. How's your day going?
It's going just fine so far. It's sounds like you're ramping down, but we're getting ready to ramp up the festivities. I'm on my way to my father-in-law's place with my vehicle loaded down with every package imaginable.
Him and all the rest of the family. Oh, we got off easy, I think, this year. A new iPhone and for one of them, and a gaming computer for the other. And I never had any presents like that when I was a kid.
Well, when I was a kid, I wanted stereos and, you know, sometimes video game things, you know. But we always, it didn't matter what year it is, we got a bicycle. And our parents made sure that we put those bicycles to good use. Every day, my mom would make sure we got out and rode the bicycle to, you know, I guess, get herself some peace and quiet.
Remember my first Western Flyer back in the old days, David, and still got a picture of me with that. I don't know how old I was, probably 8 or 9 years old. I loved that, and later in life, I rode motorcycles quite a bit, but it's been a lot of years ago. But that's about as good an exercise as you can get. We have a friend that's, I'm here with my wife of 56 years, Bernice. And we have a friend down that manages the Aldi's and Taylor's. And he was up, I think it was New Jersey the other day. He goes on these marathons and stuff like that, you know. And he come around the corner and the wind caught him. I think he was in the mountains. Anyways, he's got 28. He's got 20 screws in his collarbone now.
Oh, that sounds terrible. I would not want any screws in me anywhere if I could help it.
Enough in me, in my foot, and elsewhere. Matter of fact, I got to go into surgery tomorrow. And that's my Christmas present, belated, I guess. I'm not looking forward to it because it's general anesthetic, and I'd rather just have some Versed and Demerol and let you come out of it, 30 minutes later, but that's not the case. So life goes. But, he was off work like 3 months. He had a concussion, and I don't know. I think he said that bicycle was $10,000-$12,000.
Quite the bicycle, and I imagine his surgery probably wasn't far behind the price of the bicycle with the way that the medical care is going nowadays.
Well, that's an understatement. I think the last, when my wife had two stents put in, I think it was $77,000 for that, and that wasn't the total bill. That was just the beginning of them. And I've had one stent. She's ahead of me there, and she just got a new store-bought hip Wednesday. And she's up walking around and just took some Tylenol for it, and she's just doing magnificent.
That's good news. I know I'm sure it's unnerving to have a surgery right before the holidays, but it's good to hear that she's able to be mobile.
Physical trainer that comes out to the house, she's been there twice, and I said, where's she stand in comparison to most patients? And she said, she's well above the norm, and so we're very pleased that she is. And I think this will be the first surgery that I ever went to without her, but my daughter's going to take me, so that's good. You'll be in touch with her. They got to put a stent in me from my kidney to my bladder. I don't know what that entails, but they got to give me a general anesthetic for it. But it's been a happy holiday and a happy day, and I'm not going to dwell on that. Just be like Larry the Cable Guy and get her done. This is N0TR.
That's the best approach to have, I think, around this time of year, is to try and enjoy the moment with family and let tomorrow worry about tomorrow. WB4ZPH.
NPH N0TR. Well, whereabouts you located now? We just passed the GSP airport, and our other children from Michigan are coming in on the 27th.
Know exactly where the GSP airport is. I'm actually employed by the GSP airport district. I'm the IT manager for the airport, so I drive there every day. But right now I'm on Highway 14. I just turned on the Highway 14 from Berry Mill.
Well, David, you can answer my question. I got to pick them up in front of the terminal.
It is done. So it depends on which direction you're coming from. If you come off of 85, you'll be all right, and you'll come up the main entrance road. Aviation Parkway is the name of it, and you'll turn right, and there's like a slip lane that you just turn right into, and then you'll turn left, and you'll come right up next to the front curb. You're coming off of 14. When you turn in off of 14, you'll go down GSP Drive, and you'll be diverted to your right once you get to the parking garages, and you'll have to take the roundabout on Aviation Parkway and then come back up the way that I just described.
Well, we'll be coming in from 14 there to Quick Trip, and so you come down that road, and there's a roundabout down there now you got to take.
Well, there's some construction, and they're putting in two new roundabouts right where the parking, right in front of the parking garages. But they haven't opened those up for traffic just yet. So there's a four-way stop right before the two new roundabouts. And the way that the traffic is flowing, you'll come down off of 14 down GSP Drive. You'll have the cell phone lot to your right, and there'll be a stop sign. At that stop sign, you'll turn right, and you'll go like, it's going to feel like you're going towards 85, but you'll come to a big roundabout, you'll turn around, you'll go right back to the terminal.
That'll mean a lot to me, because I was kind of nervous about that. I'll be 77 years old next month, and I'm not too much into this traffic stuff. We've been here 15 years, and I'm still not used to it, and we're from Kansas, so we're a little slow.
Well, yeah, I guess it seems like the traffic is exponentially growing. It's a real challenge. I've noticed even lately my commute to work, and this is mainly just because of the construction there at the airport, but my commute to work is getting longer every month, it seems like. There's just, you know, rerouting of traffic right there at the airport, so my commute is getting longer just because of the construction at the airport.
Yeah, you see why there's road rage nowadays with the crazies. And you always see a few of them out there on the highway. They walk among us, and they drive among us. Oh, it's just part of growing, I guess. Have you ever noticed the P-8 Poseidons from the Navy landing out there?
I wish I knew exactly what plane you were talking about, but I have seen many Navy planes. I know they've done a lot of training at the airport, and there's a Navy plane. It seems like once a day it comes around at lunchtime and does touch and goes. It's a larger plane. It's not a jet or anything.
The government got ahead of the 737s, and the first 50 of them went to the Navy, and it's a P-8 Poseidon. But I used to fly in the P-3 Orions, and before that, the S-2 Grumman's, but you wouldn't have ever seen those. That was back in the 60s. But the P-3s used to land down there a lot. They were a big four-engine turboprop with a stinger sticking out the back of them. And now they're all retired, and they just did here in the last year or two. And now they come down and do touch and goes with a PH. I think they come from Charleston, but I'm not at all sure about that, David.
Yeah, there's occasionally a few military aircraft. The Navy, I know they do training every so often. They'll do some training in, you know, these trainer fighters. And we get some Army planes in occasionally. It's probably one of the more interesting planes that I have witnessed there and witnessed, you know, fairly up close was Air Force One.
I've seen it in the air when it left, but I didn't come down there and see it. Now, the Air Force comes in there with those KC-135 refueling planes, or a more modern version of it. I think it's KC-46 or something like that. But they're like all the ships. I asked my brother one time, we was in the Navy together, and I said, where will my next assignment be? And he said, it'll be gray.
Yeah, when Trump flew in, this back in 2017, you know, the Secret Service, they come in at least a week ahead of time to kind of plan things, and we got to help them out with some communication stuff, and we got to get an up-close view of the presidential limo and the plane and everything, and so that was pretty neat. But yeah, we see some, I think there's C-130s occasionally, and several other military planes. They had an incident with one recently.
Yeah, it was a C-17 had a fire on board. You know, I've experienced that one time when I was flying off a carrier, had an engine fire, but that's been back in the 60s, but you never forget it. You're glad to get down, I'll tell you for sure. But I never did hear what the fire was about, David, but wow, I'm envious. I was no electrician, electronic technician, industrial, and worked on large machine tools and various other plants on, you know, what electronics guys do. But, yeah, the C-17 is a big, monstrous thing that's replacing the C-130 in some places. But that C-130 is still a great plane. My nephew sent me a text from South America. So he flies a 787-8s and -9s. And, I can't remember, Brazil or someplace down there, Rio de Janeiro. He sent us a text and wanted to know how Bernice was doing today. But that's quite a plane, and to have an in-flight fire is a serious thing. But they never did elaborate on that very much. Well, you got a great job down there. Kudos to you. That really sounds interesting.
It's a little too interesting. But they, I have a little radio that, you know, they gave me, so I heard the call go out when the fire department went to respond, and it was electrical based, wasn't engine related, but they had some electrical wiring inside the fuselage that, I guess, I don't know what happened exactly, but caught fire, and they called it into the tower as they were coming in, and the fire department responded, and by the time the fire department got there, they had called over the radio that the crew on board had resolved the fire, but the firefighters said that when they pulled up, all the crew, they fled out of it, and it didn't look like they had it quite resolved, so I'm sure it was a bit of excitement. I think fire on a plane and fire on a boat are your two worst nightmares.
Yeah, you know, you missed a ship. That's a bad one, too, or a submarine. But, yeah, you got that right. And that's why they trained all of us to be firefighters in the Navy. That's one of the first things you went through in boot camp. And I've always cherished that. That's a good thing, because it's very serious, especially on a submarine, because the oxygen, you know, they generate their own oxygen, and That can be a bad situation. But that's great they got down all right. I don't sweat it much if there's an engine problem in one engine on the big planes, because I think my nephew said when he was flying 777s over the Atlantic a lot, he flies international now all over the world, out of Dallas. But he said that, I said, what's your abort time? Because he was co-pilot then, and they have to keep track of that constantly. And if you had to divert, he said the 777 on one engine could go for 211 minutes. If he was out over the Atlantic, in other words, you could land Greenland, Iceland, most anything that's out there. And 211 minutes on one engine is a long time.
Long time. I imagine it doesn't feel that long when you're down to it, though. Just arrived here at my father-in-law's place. I'm going to unload this sleigh that I'm in control of. So I've enjoyed speaking with you. I hope yourself and your wife, Miss Bernice, have a very Merry Christmas. N0TR, this is WB4ZPH.
ZPH. Boy, I'm glad I met you today, David. And God bless for what you do, and have a very Merry Christmas. The pleasure's all mine, sir. You take care and enjoy the day. It's Christ's birthday. This is N0TR clear.
Tom and Bernice, N4ZLK.
Hey, Shane. Boy, it's great to hear you. Are you healing up okay?
Feel a lot better. Still a little bit, but I've definitely turned the corner. I'm out here grilling two halves of a turkey, one at a time.
Have to give you an attaboy and put a star on the wall for you. Well, I got to go in tomorrow and get a stent put in from my kidney down to my bladder. And then they're going to get me in surgery as soon as they can in January, which it was put off way up in February or March. I'd just be glad to get rid of it. It's a good time to get rid of it. I got some ultrasound said I had one big kidney stone. Anything over an inch and a quarter that I got, I'd do surgery through your back. And he said, oh no. He says, look at this. And he showed me a picture of the CT scan. It was all white inside my kidney. He says, those are all stones. Ain't nobody in my family had those. I guess I got drawn the lucky straw.
To hear that, but I was wondering when you were telling me how big those things were. And that's quick, they're getting you in right after Christmas. But I'm glad, at least for the stent. Hope everything goes well.
You know, I had that appointment for last Monday, and when I went in there, he looked rather concerned, and he never has. He's a flight surgeon off the P-3 Orions, like I flew in, but he's got credentials a mile long. And he asked me when I had a consult with the surgeon, and I said, February 28th. Oh, no, that's not going to fly. And so he's pulling the right strings, I guess, to get me in sooner. And when they do that, they don't have to say anything. You know it's not a good situation. But at least wise, I'm not having any bad symptoms right now, Shane, so thank the good Lord for that. But you have a wonderful Christmas. Say hi to the family. And I had to bring Bernice home a little early because you're sitting around is not great, but she never complains. She's doing wonderful.
Merry Christmas, Shane.
And there's the War Department, Shane. I'll be clear with your final there, bud. Enforce NLK and 0TR.
Christmas to both of you, and glad to hear you, Miss Bernice. I hope you're healing well. And I'll be thinking about both of you in this healing process and the surgery, Tom. And really nice to hear you. I heard you talking to David, and I was getting the one half of the turkey off the grill and getting ready to put the other one on. I thought I'd just shout out to you real quick. You guys have a good day, and nice to hear you. N0TR, N4ZLK.
Yeah, it's real nice to hear a new voice on there, and such an interesting individual, too. Take care, Shane. N4ZLK, N0TR73.
Merry Christmas, KO.
That's why, David.
Thank you, David, and same back to you. I'm just getting ready to pull in the driveway here. Hope you and yours have a blessed Christmas. This is Engineer OTR.
David, nice to hear you. A lot of Davids on this repeater. Merry Christmas to you and your wife, David. KF4NXY. N4ZLK, 73.
KD, in case anybody else is listening.
I can't stay long. I'm listening, but I got a lot of things going on. A lot of hands in the fire. Merry Christmas to you and Rhonda. N4ZLK.
Larry, Merry Christmas and 73s. Have a good day. I'm sitting inside the house in the garage. N0TR, clear. I wanted to say Merry Christmas, Larry. This is Tom, N0TR. We're sitting in the house in the garage downstairs, and didn't know if I could make it or not, but it seems to work. Take care, Dave. This is N0TR, clear.
KD. I won out a while ago when I was doubling, but anyway, Shane, thank you for coming back. Hope y'all are having a good afternoon. KC4SKD. I'm listening here for a couple minutes.